Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Little Booker T and the MGs bringing us back. That's Time Is Tight. Can't you hear that? Just when you listen to it, you hear that title in there, can't you? Time Is Tight. Welcome back. 17 Till. I'm Jeff Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. You just can't get this information anywhere else, folks. You gotta come to the Small Business Advocate Show to get these kinds of fun facts. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, including the body of work that Steve Del Bianco has deposited with us over the years. He's Vice President for Corporate Affairs at Association for Competitive Technologies. That's actonline.org, an organization I've been telling you about for a long time. And also Net Neutrality, Net Choice. I'm thinking of a topic we've talked about, Steve. NetChoice.org, which is another organization I encourage you to check out. Steve Del Bianco, thanks again for hanging out with us. One of the things you've been working on lately is what you call the eye-awful top 10 laws that need to be exposed, right?
Yeah, Jim, and we have so much fun with this. We do it twice a year, and we had to come up with something catchy, a unique brand and a logo that would get people's attention about the positively awful laws that are proposed at the state and federal level. So we took the Mr. Yuck symbol and turned it into a little symbol with the word awful written on it. And believe it or not, it's an acronym, because everything in Washington is an acronym.
Right.
So IAWFUL stands for Internet Advocates Watch List for Ugly Laws. and that's what we do.
How many nights sleep did you learn coming up with, did you lose coming up with that, Steve?
That's true. And I remember my parents having the Mr. Yucks.
I'm afraid the pod people have taken you over, Steve.
That's true. And I've had so much fun with this, and believe it or not, it's not just about fun. It actually makes a difference. When we publish these lists, we get phenomenal media pickup on it. And of course, we work it very hard in terms of blogs, putting it out in the local state capitals where laws have been made the list.
Mm-hmm.
And it's made such a difference. Just this past list, the one we put out in September, numbers 2 and 3 on that list both died a quiet death,
really?
Partly as a result of the attention that IAWFUL shined on those bills.
Huh.
And it never makes a legislator happy when their bill is on the list either.
No kidding. So actually highlighting these things, calling attention to them, made other people, maybe constituents or other members of the delegations to maybe it crystallized the issue a little more for them and helped them decide that they didn't like it.
We approached one legislator to say that if make a couple of amendments, then perhaps it won't make IAWFUL list. And it certainly opened the door. And number one on this year's March IAWFUL list is a federal bill. And the minute the IAWFUL list was published, the congresswoman whose bill we were going after issued a statement in writing about being declared as an awful. They called it having our bill listed as awful is a badge of honor.
Wow.
Because they don't mind going after the blowing up the online advertising industry.
Right. Yeah. These are people who don't like probably people who don't like the marketplace or capitalism. What that's the Congressional Do Not Track Privacy Bill. Tell us about that.
That's right, Jim. I mean, a lot of us were happy with Do Not Call. If you remember Do Not Call
was like
a federal law. Yes, exactly. It stopped telemarketers from dialing our households at dinner time. It was ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And we feel like it's had a real effect. But Do Not Track was supposed to be a play on that, as if it could be just as simple to put your name in a list and stop advertisers from tracking your online interests in order to serve ads. But
right.
You know what? It's an unfortunate use of the word Do Not Track and Do Not Call, because they have nothing to do with each other.
Mm-hmm.
The effect of Do Not Track is meaning that the ads that you see on websites you visit would not be able to be targeted to your interests.
You know, I remember.
Instead, they would be ads that are matched either to the content or perhaps even just random served ads.
Right.
You know, what's the effect of that, Jim? Right now, targeted ads, ads that that I see have an awful lot of sports equipment in them because by tracking my activity online, advertisers know I like sports. I like politics. And those are the ads I see.
You know, I remember, Steve, years ago, probably before I met you, Jonathan Zuck, your president, was on the show. And we were talking about privacy. And he said something like, I'll never forget this. He said something like, you know, he said, privacy is a little tricky online. He said, because on the one hand, you don't want your privacy to be breached. But on the other hand, you might find it's pretty convenient for merchants to be able to help you find what you need. He said, that's the trade-off for absolute lockdown privacy in terms of who you are. And also, the idea of merchants knowing what kind of having an idea about what you like without really knowing, that you're Steve or that you're Jim.
And that's exactly right. So to call it a breach of privacy is a breach of truth. It's nothing like a breach at all.
Yeah.
If the advertisers know more about your interests, the ads will be more targeted to you. But let's suppose a whole segment of your listeners never even look on ads, let alone click on them. So they don't really care about the benefit of ads that are targeted. But it turns out they are getting a benefit every day from targeted advertising. And here it is. The fact that ads are targeted means they fetch so much more money for the websites that the websites can afford to give you free services, free content.
Well, maybe offer you, maybe to anybody off, maybe offer you a discount. Facebook? Maybe offer you a discount on something that you would have bought anyway. But, Steve, this has been happening. This is no different from the catalog industry. I mean, look at how many times you'll buy something from a store and 2 weeks later you'll get 15 catalogs from the same industry. I mean, people know what you're doing, folks. And sometimes, it's not malicious. It's business and I don't mind getting the catalogs, frankly. Quick break, Tintail. My postman doesn't like it, though. I have to say that. Tintail, right back with Steve Del Bianco. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.